House of Wine. It's Friday. It's time to unwind. It's time to loosen your belt and shake off all the stress. I'm so wound up, I can't
put all your problems in a box, put that box in a slightly larger box, mail it to yourself, open up the package, take a hammer and crush it!
Read the card first. Read the card.
I didn't write a card to myself. I don't like myself that much.
I knew what the package was. I knew what was coming.
The voices you are hearing have names. Mine is Andrew Schossler. To my right,
I'm Gina Schwartz. Hello.
To her right,
I'm Zane C. Weber.
And to his right, we have a special guest,
Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
Welcome.
Good to be here.
Yay.
Who are you? What are you about?
Who am I? This is an interrogation.
That's right. Where are you
Who
from?
Are
what
you?
Are you doing?
Date of birth. Okay, I was born on the 9th of March, 1995.
Oh, your birthday
soon. Oh, you're coming up.
95?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're old, Andy. It's a daily realization.
I was in my mid-20s the first time I realized that I was getting old because somebody on the bus was telling me their age and I was kind of doing the math in my head of how old I would have been when they started school.
Oh, yeah.
And I came out an answer that didn't make any sense because I knew I wasn't that old.
and you freaked out.
And after a few minutes I realized, oh, no, I'm that old.
Yeah. It's a sad realization.
I'm sorry.
So we apologize in advance for our old people jokes.
That's okay. I love old people jokes.
Thanks. That's really, really patronizing.
That's really comforting.
So, Jen, you are an actor, a creator, a business owner. Ooh.
Yes, yes.
What else are you? You're many things, aren't
I
you?
I do lots of things to make money.
Don't we all?
No, don't we? On a Friday night. I have two businesses. One's called Art for Earthlings, and we start touring this year. So it's a theatre company, and we do comedy shows for adults and children about environmental conservation.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Second business is Fetch Vintage. We sell vintage clothing off Instagram about ethical fashion.
Ethical fashion?
Well, buying secondhand.
We're trying to
promote secondhand, and how you can create lots of cool things by buying secondhand rather than buying new all the time.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And styles that have gone out of date that are
absolutely
coming back.
All about that 80s. Mm-hmm. Zane, you're going to love it.
Well, I think we have very different ideas of what the 80s were about.
So before we get chatty, let's get some of that social lubricant going.
Social lubricant?
Have you never heard that
I
term?
I don't think I have.
Alcohol. Social lubricant.
Very much the social
lubricant. I am so lubricated most of the time.
It gets the jaw loosened and the connections to the mind and the mouth get flooded open.
Mm. I was going to say the connection to the mind and the mouth get a little bit frazzled and confused.
No, all those traffic lights turn green and everything just
There are no red lights.
So tonight we are drinking Chateau Moulin de Marquette Rouge, which is a Southwest French Merlot. Is it Merlot?
Yes, it is a Merlot.
It's the first thing written on this card and I missed it. Can you believe it?
You need my glass.
I don't need thewinegallery.com.au.
Ah, yes. That's how this works. The Wine Gallery is our sponsor. You can check them out at thewinegallery.com.au.
Wine Gallery.
They are a wine club, a monthly wine club. If you get onto their website, take their palate quiz, they will suggest for you wines that should be to your taste, but don't be afraid to go out of the recommendations. They'll put you up for three wines straight away. If you opt for a fourth, they will deliver it all for free every single month. And if you use glass of wine, wine with an H, as the code at checkout, they will give you $25 off your first order.
Ooh. That's amazing.
That's right.
Awesome deal, right?
I know what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah.
And I have to say, using their website and selecting wines,
really
fun. You would think something that mundane couldn't possibly be fun, but I enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
And it's also really fun to go back, rate the wines that you've got.
That's the best part.
And that'll help them figure out what wines to send you in the future.
So it only gets better, really.
It only gets better. And because you're rating their wines and they want you to do that, every so often, because you've rated their wines, they'll throw in a free bottle. Just
I love that. That's so awesome. Good. And if you never were in a club in high school, hey, you're part of the best club with this one.
The Alcoholics Club.
And they give you a great recipe for all the wines.
They certainly do.
Can we play the game?
Ooh,
the game.
No, okay, it's not really a game. I just made it up. But the
I think you made it up last episode.
Yeah, I did. I love it. There's like some sort of food pairings. Can you give us a hint as to what they are and we all have a guess?
All right. Has everybody had a taste?
Yes, I have.
I haven't. I'm going to do it now.
Yes, do it.
Let me confirm for you what you should be tasting.
Okay, good.
A light but savoury aromas of dried red fruit, some delicate florality and a hint of cinnamon tobacco. Start things off and then become complex with herbal notes of oregano and thyme. And
definitely get a lot of herbiness.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to say it does taste like a meal in a glass.
Mm.
I was going to say this is incredibly smooth.
It's very drinkable.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, and it feels like water in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. It's creamy. Like it's anyone else know?
No. I completely get that.
Yeah.
It's very pleasant. Very easy to drink.
Because I think usually reds are a bit harsh for me. This is very good. Thick. Mm. Thick's a good word, but this, hello.
And it's not sweet. Like it is a savory drink. You would have this with a dinner, not
and
a
you do get that kind of smokiness before you swallow as well.
Yeah, I like that.
The tobacco-iness.
Yeah.
So all right. Merlot, such as this classic example from France's premier wine region. Silky, juicy, jammy.
Oh.
What would you expect to go with that? Keep in mind
Wait,
it is...
Wait, did you say silky, juicy and jammy?
Like a jam.
I like a nice jam.
Maybe with toast.
With a bit of butter.
Nailed it. I'm thinking immediately, like all wine goes with cheese.
Mm.
But...
I'm thinking like roast.
Something. Yeah, good one.
Mm-hmm. It might be the herbiness of the roast wine,
beef.
Though.
Mm, with rosemary.
Potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Potatoes.
Like cooked potatoes. No?
I think what Zane not raw ones.
The thing, I got nothing. Bingo. I'm really bad at this, actually.
When you're not looking at the card.
This particular bottle is going to pair up really nicely with equally comforting foods.
Mm.
We're talking quality sausages.
Oh, yeah.
Homemade pizza, lasagna, spaghetti meatballs. Or even a full-on roast dinner with turkey or duck at the center.
Could definitely be a lasagna wine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I haven't had lasagna in a while. I think I had it too much in one period of time now I'm off it.
No such thing.
Really?
There is a critical mass of white sauce that goes into lasagna that you can hit.
Yeah.
And you can like,
we had it at college. And when it was lasagna night, you went to town.
Yeah.
And you snuck out with all this lasagna for a week.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You just offset it with more meat.
Yeah.
Offset all cheese with more meat. You can never have too much of, you just get more of the other one.
I think I also forgot about the creamy sauce because in my head, the memory of lasagna is a bit dry. So maybe I'm having leftover lasagna.
Maybe.
You know, after you have too many and it just gets dry. Where are we drinking this?
To enjoy this, I think you would have to be somewhere cool. Certainly not Queensland at the moment.
Yes.
Don't get me started on Queensland at the moment.
Not even the air conditioning is enough. I think this would be far better if it was genuinely cold.
I think so too. But also I see myself like out on some sort of patio in the French countryside wrapped up in a nice blanket and it's cool but it's not cold and I'm drinking this and I'm not full. You know when sometimes you're too full and you're like, now I'm uncomfortable and sleepy. I'm just really nice. I'm just watching the sunset and I feel calm.
Mm.
That's what I feel. Mm.
I don't know why, but this wine makes me very imaginative.
Mm.
I think it could have been the conversation we had before beginning tonight, but I'm an astronomer.
Oh.
Up on my observatory after a lovely pasta dinner. I just want to get away from the family, get away from everyone, let them have their
hustle
conversations
and
such. I've got the bottle here keeping me warm while I try and find the next Halley's Comet.
Yeah, nice. Love it.
I'm also up high, but I'm not in an astronomy tower. I'm in fact in some sort of theater box.
Ooh.
Overlooking a very darkly lit, like Cirque du Soleil performance.
Oh,
and this is the wine that I'm drinking with the select hors d'oeuvres that are coming
that
about.
Have been like handpicked and delivered to your box.
Yeah, and with a few friends, and this is the wine that we're drinking.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like you said, chill, dark atmosphere, but with this the performance going on.
Yeah.
In ahead of us.
Love it.
What about you, Jennifer? Where are you?
Oh, it's a late afternoon in Croatia.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm on my yacht. Oh. I've got two, but this is the...
Is this the big one or the little one?
No, this is a medium-sized one.
Okay.
I've got three. The third's on the way. But this is the medium-sized one. Yeah, I'm at the... Don't know yacht terminology, but...
The bow? The stern?
I'm at the front of the yacht.
The bow.
The bow. On the top. And I'm
the crow's nest.
Yes,
you're stretching my knowledge of boat terminology now.
It's 5 p.m. It's a bit cool, and I'm drinking a glass of this wine.
So in Croatia, 5 p.m. is still quite sunny, isn't it?
Yeah, a dolphin just jumped. I don't know if they have dolphins. A dolphin just jumped out of the water.
Yeah. Oh, hi, dolphin.
That's cute. Yeah.
No wine for you, dolphin.
I want to be living.
Stop asking.
You didn't work hard for this yacht.
No. And he takes a sneaky sip anyway.
Dolphin.
You're getting the next spot.
Before we continue, I have an apology to make.
Oh, God.
I led you astray.
What?
It's
not mellow.
My wine? No. It most definitely is. I said something. I can't remember how many episodes ago now, but my wife corrected me after listening to the show. I was commenting on when a wine has legs, the stickiness to the glass.
Yeah.
And that the stickier it is, the better it is. My wife very kindly told me that I'm an idiot.
Oh.
And that it
in
does.
In the kindest words possible.
And that.
Dear husband, you are an idiot.
A sticky wine. Which means it has good legs. Means that it has either separately or a combination of a high alcohol content and a high sugar content. So a watery wine, drier wines will tend to be a little bit more watery in that sense.
Yeah,
it has no influence on the quality whatsoever.
Oh, okay. So it's just what's in it and what it tastes like.
I was introduced to this idea by a guy who did like a particularly sweet Merlot.
Oh.
So I can understand now that's exactly right.
When looking for good wine. Yeah. So this wine is quite leggy.
Yeah. Some general wine advice for you. Don't take wine advice.
Okay, good.
Because nobody knows what we're talking about.
General wine advice from here at a glass of wine. When drinking wine, drink it.
Good.
Correct. Quick. I think that's as deep as it ever needs to get.
Enjoy
or
it.
Or go on imaginary journeys to Cirque du Soleil in Croatia.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
So much.
While paying for it by working as a part-time astronomer.
Absolutely. As a part-time astronomer.
Well, you don't want to commit full-time. You need some sleep.
In the French countryside.
Of course.
How easy. How straightforward. Now, Jen.
Yes.
Do you think you want to perhaps unburden yourself of the week's
woes?
Burdens?
Of the week's woes. Where do we start? Well, the first thing is that I have to move out in 3 weeks. And I don't have a house. We're packing because I figure if we pack stuff, we'll manifest a house.
Right, nice.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
Is this an expected exit that is just rushed, or were you suddenly?
No, we knew about it's coming, but it still hurts to know that it's coming up so close. And people are inspecting our current place because now it's real that we have to move out. But yeah, that's okay.
Moving is never fun.
Moving is the worst thing that anyone ever has to do ever. And I'm including.
Yeah.
Kidnapping.
But I'm excited.
I've moved 4 times as an adult.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've lived in the place I'm at now for the last 5 years. I could very happily never move again.
Yeah.
Even if it was a better place, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't go through that again.
Yeah.
Unless I'm in a place.
I have moved 4 times since 2014.
Wow. Oh, so every year?
Every fucking
year, except for this year.
It's coming up. No.
The one good thing about moving is that I use it as a chance to get rid of so much stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't
that
wonderful? And now that I'm in the house that you all know now, is I try my best not to accumulate anymore.
Things, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
People insist on bringing things and leaving them here.
Have things, we love you, Zane.
Yeah.
And especially when you have stuff, like I'm in this situation, no house in 3 weeks. How am I going to live in the park with my marquee and all my stuff when I don't have a house?
Now, when you say marquee, do you mean the nobility or the tent?
The tent. Ah. Yeah, I have one. So that's good. I have one of them.
You have shelter.
I have shelter.
There you go. It's not all
I kind of want to cry, but it's okay. It'll be fine.
I found a house in a week.
In a week.
But I was searching hard. Yeah. And then I was in it the next week. So it's not, it's hard, but it's not impossible.
So shout out to any real estate agents.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
Yeah, you know, just send
or
a message.
Or accept my
message.
9 applications.
We'll forward them on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only one thing more annoying than not having a house though.
What?
Yes.
And that is?
Actually moving.
Yeah. Oh, I'm actually excited about that because we'll move somewhere bigger. And we live in a really tiny place.
I mean,
I think moving is exciting. The act of moving day. And packing and unpacking isn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The idea of it, good.
I love unpacking.
No.
To like rearrange, make stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I get halfway through unpacking. I'm like, okay.
All right. I don't need any of this stuff.
You can stay there now.
Yeah. I don't mind boxes.
When I need towels, I'll just go to the towel box.
Yes, exactly. That's so me.
I wear the same outfit every day.
Yeah. it's efficient.
So. Yeah. Absolutely.
So what is worse then?
Oh, a lot of things. I guess cyclones are worse, but
cyclones are pretty
the really bad,
bad
thing is I really think that I complain most about, as you know, Gina, is plastic.
Plastic is worse than moving.
Single use plastic. Can't stand it.
Sure. I will say last move, I used a lot of plastic.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It keeps things safe and dry.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dive into that, Jen.
Dive into that. Okay. So I think I shouldn't say because I used to say I hate plastic, but I don't hate plastic. I think it's a good resource and we're using it for lots of important things like this microphone stuff has plastic on it and that's important.
Probably the most important thing anyone could use plastic for.
Exactly, microphones.
Is to record my voice.
Not surgeries. Absolutely. But we started relying on it now for everything. We go to a cafe and we get a cup of water, even a cup of Coke, and we use a plastic straw for 5 minutes and it goes into the bin and we throw it away.
A plastic cup. And a plastic lid and a plastic straw.
Yeah, like coffee cups. They're not recyclable. They're lined with plastic on the inside. How many of those are we going through a day? Mm-hmm. And people say, oh, but I throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
But where is a way? So I always say, where is a way? Is a way in the dump where it will sit for 200 years? Is a way in the ocean?
The Pacific. It's in the Pacific.
Yeah.
the great Pacific.
Right at the bottom.
Garbage. Gyre?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Island. The big one.
Yeah. The big one.
Yeah, right.
The
really?
Texas
that
one.
Exists.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
They just found another one. It's in the south.
There's
so
a lot.
This is, okay, because I don't know much about these floating things
plastic
of rubbish.
Islands.
Yeah. So is it just because there's so much rubbish in the ocean that it's formed together to make a big?
No, it's just because of ocean currents, that's where they end up.
Yeah, so any rubbish that floats basically ends up at this one point and so that everything kind of ends up there. It doesn't, can't escape anywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just compacting and compacting. It's actually quite, it's wide, but it's also very thick. So it's quite deep as well.
Oh, Jesus.
And it contains rubbish that you might not consider rubbish. Like containers that have fallen off ships.
Yeah.
The big shipping containers.
Wow.
That's a part of what's
whole canoes. They've just been lost and they just ended up there.
Pirate ships.
Okay, now I want to go.
Booking one-way ticket to Rubbish Island.
Wait, is there an airport?
Maybe. Maybe soon.
So we shouldn't throw away plastic cups. We should burn them instead.
No, I don't think we should be burning them. And people say, like, recycling and stuff. And recycling is awesome. But with plastic, there's only so many times we can recycle yep. certain plastic. So my solution to the issue is just avoiding it. So saying, no, I don't want a plastic straw, or taking your own bag and stuff like that. And I used to be someone who was like sort of like a plastic
Nazi.
I was like, can I say that word? It was in my head.
You can say it.
We've said words.
Okay, good. I was like the plastic antichrist. And I love that. And I put that in a bio of a show and I was like, can I do that?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. And I would yell at people.
Oh, wow. Would you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Just on the street or in Coles? Just or?
Mainly it started with my friends and stuff like that. Right. But now
I might not do that.
Safe, yeah. But now I'm at a point. I don't yell anymore. If I see someone who's thrown rubbish on the ground, I can't stop myself. It's like, oh, the window's going down in the car. Oh, the car stopped. Hey, why'd you do that? I have a conversation. Or if there's a cafe handing out a plastic straw, I walk over and I can't stop my body. So it's just it's just going for it. And I was like, hey, just wondering why you guys use plastic straws, blah, 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 blah. So it's just,
really what you're saying is it's not you, it's just the spirit of environmentalism channeled through your physical form.
Yeah, I'm Mother Earth.
Yeah, okay, like that's all we needed to know.
I am the Mother Earth, hello.
I know.
I am the Gaia spirit here to save myself.
Yeah.
See, I totally believe in your cause. I'm not as good as I should be, but I did go to a cafe the other day where I went with one Peter Wood a long time ago, a couple of months ago, and he ordered a something or other and he brought his own cup and he said, yeah, can you just put it in the cup please,
on
thank
your
you
Peter.
And he it was one of those cups that was whatever, and then on top it had a screw top with a metal straw, so it came with a straw.
Yeah.
So they brought it out to him. He had like an iced coffee or something and they brought out his cup and it had a plastic straw in it. And he was like, are you fucking kidding me? Anyway, so I went back to that same cafe just this week with a friend and I ordered a iced coffee or something and they came out with metal straws. So in between a couple of months, they'd bought metal straws. Yeah. So good on them.
I've never wanted to drink out of a metal straw.
Andy, metal straws are the best.
They are
seriously?
Actually yeah.
have
so
you,
have fucking
you ever
cool.
Have you ever tried
drunk
it?
Through one?
I've drunk out of a brass cup. And that was a horribly metallic taste. No, forever since then, I've associated metal straws with that taste.
No.
Metal, especially when you're drinking a chilled drink.
Oh, so good.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Really?
Because it's metal, keeps it cold.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I'm not a fan of straws in the first place.
I am. That's my weakness.
You like
but
straws.
But I love metal straws.
Really? Okay. All right. I will take that on advice.
Or bamboo ones.
Bamboo
I haven't
ones,
tried
I can
bamboo.
Get around. Paper ones, I hate.
No,
paper ones are ridiculous.
Trash.
Yeah, people say, how about we use paper ones? I was like, well, it's still trash. It literally is still trash.
You have that horrible cottony taste in your mouth.
It's
disgusting. It's
good for 2 seconds. If you don't drink your drink in 2 minutes, it gets worse.
Yeah.
But I got this. I'm demonstrating what I have right now in my hands. It's a thing from T2, and I've never been one to get these metal. What do you call these things?
Water bottles?
Water bottle thing, flasky things.
Yeah.
And I was like, because you can put tea in it. Thermos is a good one.
Yeah.
And anyway, you can put your tea leaves in it and it somehow connects and it keeps it cold and or hot all day. And
cold,
you know,
and hot.
And or. And or.
You just select on the switch which
exactly.
what temperature your next mouthful you'd like to be.
Gina, I know that you said and or, but in what context do you want to keep something both hot and cold?
Pizza.
Pizza.
Yes. This is chock full of pizza.
Pizza bottle.
And like for me, I was like, oh yeah, look, it's fun. I just want my tea. But it's honestly the best thing and I didn't know until I bought it.
Mm. Oh, I mean, all of you see the things that I drink out of, which are the reusable water bottles with plastic straws, but the reusable ones that you can wash and reuse.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I see. That's why I think that we shouldn't stop plastic, but like that's a good
alternative.
That's a good alternative because you're using it again and again.
I think the best example of recycling, I know this isn't one, but it does look like an old jam jar, the glasses. I remember doing that at home. Yeah. Every single one of our glasses at home when I was growing up as a kid were old jam jars.
Oh, well, they used to do the limited run promotional like Vegemite and the things that had like, I don't know, Disney on the side and what have you.
Yeah.
Those were cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They always have interesting patterns on the bottom.
Yeah.
Either they're sort of ribbed out like a flower or they've got this, you know, really good grid that is also textured as well.
Yeah.
People get imaginative when they design jam jars.
What are some of your like products that you sell through your plastic company? Because I've seen some of them.
I don't really have a plastic free company. I do a market sometimes because my mum lives plastic free. So she's quite well known on Facebook now. She has over 8,000 followers. She's did it for fun. And now she's quite a big deal. So I decided to start doing a plastic free market store at a local market. So I make produce bags. Produce bags are cotton bags that you can take to the supermarket and you can put your apples in there instead of a plastic bag, or you can go to the little nut dispensers and you can put your nuts straight into that and then weigh it with that, and I make it really light so it doesn't cost much. And yeah, because like you don't want to be like,
here's your nut bag claim.
You know what I mean?
And we had to make it out of stainless steel so you can wash it.
Carved it out of a rock.
Sterility, you know. Yeah.
But yeah, where was I going with that? Yeah, so I do that. We do bamboo straws, stainless steel straws. I collect vintage tins, so you can take a tin container to the butcher to get your meat put straight into the butcher.
Awesome.
So my partner always does that. And what are other things? We do all different things. Like I just make a lot of stuff out of old sheets and scarves and stuff that to store things in. And I try and make it really – I don't want it to make money. I'm just doing it to teach people. Like I don't really make much money from it, but we go out and have conversations because when I used to be a plastic antichrist back in the day.
Bless her.
I felt that aggression doesn't work, even though we get so angry about these different things. There's so many things to get angry about in the world. But if we have a conversation with someone about it who isn't aware, they're like, oh, so many people come up to me and they're like, what's that? And I'm like, oh, a stainless steel straw. Like they don't know what it is.
Aggression might not work, but calling out definitely does.
Yeah.
It's like if you see someone littering and you say, hey, guy, I'm on the street as well.
Yeah.
When somebody throws something out, not into a bin, just out of the window on the side next to them, that is the most disgusting thing.
Yeah,
that's my brother and I hate him.
Really?
Your brother's from Cairns. Yeah. I grew up in Bundaberg and that was everyone I went to school with. Like I would just keep it all in my car like a regular teenager then throw it out. But honestly, it was a game when they got in my car to just like wind the window down and then just like cough and try and throw it out at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
What even is this game?
That sucks.
I agree.
My mum has followed terrible people home for doing that. My mum's followed them to their houses.
And did what? Knocked on their door.
That's weird. That's creepy. I don't endorse that.
She's like, look. Mum used to, if she saw someone littering, she'd pull over and we used to sink in the chairs and hide and she'd be like, guys, what are you doing? But now I'm my mum and I do. I don't follow people home. Maybe she didn't do that. I think she did. Sorry, mum.
Well, I think what we can do is this week we can toast to jam jars.
We can
to
toast.
Jam jars.
And recycling all of your containers.
Yes. And to keeping things hot and cold.
And all
hot
cold.
Hot and all cold.
at the cheers, same time. Everyone. Cheers.
Cheers.
Clinky, clink, clink.
I like red wine.
Great. Well, I'm great we could introduce you to a good one. Well, thank you once again, everybody, for joining us. Our sponsors, thewinegallery.com.au, gave us this lovely bottle. Next week, we are also drinking one of theirs. What are we having next week?
Well, I'll tell you, Andy, we're having a red.
Lovely.
What's the name of that red, Andy?
We're having the Nero Davola Constantino Lausu.
Yep, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm. It's a very nice bottle.
Yeah, it is actually quite nice. And this
Nero Davola is actually the grape variety. I'm not sure if you've had
I'm not familiar with it, no.
All right, well, it will be a journey of discovery for all of us.
Good. Certainly. And again, this is all from the Wine Gallery, winegallery.com.au.
Correct.
Yes. And of course, put our name in at the checkout, glass of wine with a H, to get $25 off your order. Or, of course, add another, a fourth bottle.
And which you should be doing anyway. Yeah. It's a monthly club.
You're crazy.
A wine a week is, yeah.
Pretty standard.
Bare minimum.
Yeah, I was going to say it's actually quite low.
For those of you who take drinking seriously.
Which I do. And you get the shipping free, which is awesome.
Correct.
So that $25 off really gets you that fourth bottle of wine free anyway. So.
Oh, yeah. Almost.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. Nearly there.
Nearly there.
Yeah.
I have been Andrew Schossler this week, as I am every other week.
Who are you going to be next week? I'll be Gina, probably.
Let's spin that wheel.
Zane, will you be you next week as well?
Look, I've tried to change who I am so many times, but alas, here I am.
Haven't
and before we
all
say goodbye to Jennifer, is there anything you want to plug? Anything coming up in late February?
In February.
Or March?
A garage sale at my house. I'm not kidding. It's 73 Lang Parade. Don't stalk me. Just come.
Just come and buy everything.
Come and buy everything.
At twice the listed price.
Yeah, yeah. Fetch Vintage is my business. So we're going to be selling heaps and heaps of vintage clothing at good prices. And it's on Facebook as Fetch Vintage Moving Sale.
Also, you also have Fetch Vintage on Instagram where you post a lot of your items and do a lot of sales. And what are those things called when you barter?
Barter, we do bidding, photo shoots, and we're constantly doing photo shoots with different models. Yeah.
Sure, we will put some links in the show notes.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming, Jennifer.
It's been
lovely having you.
I was love going to Croatia.
Love
with
going
one
there
of
with
your
you.
Three yachts.
With one of my three yachts.
Making a dolphin friend.
Talking about yachts, one's arriving now.
Oh, stop there, Jerry. Well,
bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Hi there, my name's Jessica Kate.
And I'm Ellen Rose.
And we're the hosts of Murder in the Land of Oz,
a new Australian true crime podcast.
Yes, we're starting off in Brisbane, our hometown, because relatable.
Relatable.
We're going to be coming to you every second Monday.
So give us a listen, give us a like.
And a subscribe. Come and join us on our journey where we explore the depths of true crime Australia. Oh yeah.
Do you enjoy video games, have heard of video games, or perhaps exist in a world where video games also exist? Then we have the podcast for you. Cutscene Saga is the new podcast from That's Not Canon Productions. We focus on the stories and the best bits of all video games, old and new, and discuss them with fans and our regular host, Joe Diskett. So get onto thatsnotcanon.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatching app to find Cutscene Saga, the new video game podcast for you.